Hello and welcome to Movies on the Side. This is Stephen Robles.
And this is Nate Baranowski.
And this week we are reviewing the 2024 Apple TV Plus original, Argylle, starring an incredible cast, but we can't even get into that right now. I was so excited for this movie, Nate. I almost saw it in theaters, but I didn't. And then I almost paid money to see this. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I didn't, because I waited for it to come out on streaming on Apple TV Plus. I am angry about this movie, Nate. I am so mad, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
This?
Yes.
Okay. Star-studded cast. Henry yes. Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, Bryan Cranston, Sam Rockwell, Ariana DeBose of West Side Story and other wonderful movies. The incredible cast. And the trailer, I got excited every time. John Cena's in this movie.
Dua Lipa's in there for 10 seconds.
Here's the thing.
All the trailer. None of the movie.
This, I'm going to say, the title for this episode is going to be Henry Cavill Bait and Switch. This movie, the trailer to the movie was the biggest bait and switch I've ever experienced with a movie. I did not like it. I did not appreciate it. I was upset. I am upset.
We are going to speak with a lot of spoilers. I'm just going to tell you right now. We're going to spoil this movie. So if you wanted to go watch Argylle, it's on Apple TV Plus. Steven does not recommend it.
I do not recommend it. Even the spoilers, like even if you know everything that's going to happen in this movie, it really does not even spoil the experience because it's not a fun experience. It's not.
I'm more torn. I will be the nuanced take to this movie.
I mean, you can nuance, I guess. But so the premise of this movie is that there is an author, Bryce Dallas Howard, who mysteriously is writing spy novels that turns out are actually, the events are actually taking place in real life, and she eventually gets just like rescued by one secret agent, and there's this organization behind the scenes trying to get her because she knows some secret or whatever. Insane premise. Which I also want to say, before I could just completely trash this movie, I love all of these actors and actresses. As you know, Nate.
Yes.
I was very excited.
Yes, I do.
I was very excited to see them all in this movie. I hadn't seen Bryce Dallas Howard since Jurassic World. Excited to see her in there. Henry Cavill in a spy movie. I wanted him to be 007.
I'm pretty sure that other than Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who maybe could have been in the John Cena role, every other choice in here as far as lead, I would have thought that AI made this movie for you based on the trailer.
I'm literally
holding... Oh, this is a Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard. Yes, this is a Stephen Robles movie.
I am literally holding a Rabbit R1 AI gadget, which is an insufferable piece of technology.
That's been listening and reading your Reddit posts for about 10 years and created this movie.
If I had asked this for a wild spy movie that made no sense, I think it would have done a better job, to be honest. Now, I know, I'm being very disparaging. I almost said I apologize, but I don't. I want to say, because we have a little community where we're talking now, in the Circle community, and someone was saying this director, who is Matthew Vaughn, he was the director or the writer? He was the director.
He's directed Kingsman, all the Kingsman movies.
I enjoy the Kingsman movies. I enjoyed X-Men First Class. Great director. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the writer has done. Jason Fuchs?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Something
like
that.
Those movies as well, I think.
He wrote Wonder Woman, the original, which is one of the better superhero movies, probably the best DC superhero movie.
He's done good stuff. I'm surprised there is only one writer, if that's an indication of how I thought the writing was. I thought this changed some hands along the way.
Were you as excited as me to watch this movie? Like,
I was pretty excited. Yeah, I was pretty excited to watch it.
I was excited to watch it. The movie's called Argylle, which I didn't even know the meaning of that word until my high school AP American history teacher wore Argylle sweaters every day. And then I learned what that meant. But anyway, how do you feel about Henry Cavill's haircut? Just want to, before I forget, in this
movie. The really tall flat top?
That's right, tall flat top.
I thought it was fine. It was strange. It was weird. Sort of like this movie. Did Chris Evans in the... I think of this movie a lot while watching Argylle, which is the Netflix movie with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans is the bad guy. Gray Man?
Oh, yeah. Gray Man. That's right.
Is that what it was?
I saw that movie, yeah.
Did he also have a flat top? Was he doing the same thing, Chris Evans?
Chris Evans might have had a flat top in that movie. I think so.
I like that one better than this one.
That is very true. I also like that movie better than this
one. I need to talk about this movie a little bit.
Please.
Steven, I think that Argylle is like medieval times. You ever been to medieval times?
I have several times.
Yes, several times. Medieval times, for those who don't know, big like medieval themed show with a movie. Kids come there. You wear the little cardboard crown. There is sometimes jousting and there's sword fighting, and it's all themed. You get half a chicken
on this like metal medievally feeling plate. Yeah.
And about 30% of the time as an adult, 80% of the time as a kid, you are like, this is pretty cool. I enjoy it. I enjoy sitting in this bench. I get to cheer on these knights or whatever. And then the other part of the time, it's like the very, very sad employee who's out at the drink thing like, hey, hear ye, do you want some dragon's blood?
He's not even that excited, like,
What are you talking about? And he's like, just the dragon, it's vodka. It's $5 extra.
I'm in character. I'm in character.
Dragon's blood. My boss is just over there. Just like give him a good review. TripAdvisor, 5 stars, please.
That's right.
And then like, that's what medieval times is. It's like part cheesy. Sure. It gets serious in the middle for like a moment. It ends cheesy, and throughout the whole experience, there's a constant breaking of the facade, and you realize, oh yes, these are underpaid employees at a theme park that has a lot of horse poop in it. But for part of it, and especially as a kid, you like it. And I think if you have the heart of a child, I think this movie can be enjoyable if your expectation going into it is, this is a cheesy movie. I think this movie does not do anything particularly well. I think it is sort of like the sampler platter. I'm going to mix analogies for a second. It is the Golden Corral of movies, because the action that you pick is like, the action is not particularly good. Unlike the other Matthew Vaughn Kingsman.
Right.
The cheesiness is not quite cheesy enough to like wink at the audience. Like, hey, this is a real tongue in cheek, like, you know, craziness. Yeah. The emotional moments don't land at all. Like, there is not a crying Bryce Dallas Howard in this movie that makes me feel like anything. No. And the humor is not funny enough to be like, oh, this is great. And the cat is a nothing burger in this whole
movie. Like the cat. I didn't laugh once. So I will say the first like 10 minutes of this movie is everything you see in the trailer, to be clear. Yep. And like, I understood pretty quickly that it was not taking itself seriously, which was fine. Like, I can be into that. Yeah. Like, okay, this was like a funny spy thing. I got that.
Right. This is Austin Powers, except not all the way.
Right.
It's like, somewhere and I was in between.
I was fine with that. Like, Henry Cavill and John Cena, like at the cafe, would do, like, I was down for all that. A little like unbelievable, you know, John Cena like grabbing.
Yeah.
I was down for all of that. And then
a little Matthew Vaughn-y.
And then once we moved though to like Bryce Dallas Howard, like reading her book aloud for an audience and having this weird, like, oh, okay, so that's the story she wrote. I immediately was like, are we ever going to see that again? Like, no, what's happening?
See, I wasn't bothered by that. I liked that. I liked the bait and switch of it.
Okay.
If it kind of felt like, oh, I get it. This is part of her book. This character is not real. When we get to the real world, all of this fanciful stuff will go away. And we'll get like gritty, interesting action scenes.
Right.
And I would have loved the combination of like Matthew Vaughn, like crazy violence that is like movie level because it's in her book.
Right.
And like real stuff in the real world that is not flashy and it's like actually scary. I would have loved that dichotomy. It does not do that. It gets so silly at the end of this movie when she puts on, I don't know, what does she put on? Knives as ice skating blades and goes through oil slick.
I don't even know if it's possible to ice skate over oil while also sword cutting people, but it is the most, listen, we've talked about CG in a recent episode about it's maybe this is why we don't like superhero movies anymore.
Worst.
The CG
is so bad.
Listen, I hate having to say a disparaging thing about Bryce Dallas Howard, but the CG of her ice skating around an oil tank. Oil skating while stabbing dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't, I just can't.
You couldn't do it.
But it was also, so there's this moment though, early on, where she discovers that somehow she's being chased by this organization, but she's on a train.
Mm-hmm.
She's on a train going to see her mom or whatever. And what's his name? He sits down in front of her.
Sam Rockwell
sits down in front of her, unkept beard, long hair, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, he did small talk and then basically reveals to her that he is a secret agent and he's going to protect her.
Right.
And that a bunch of guys are after her. A fight scene ensues where it turns out Sam Rockwell is fighting these people, is maybe a secret agent. And there is this bizarre plot device where Bryce Dallas Howard will blink really hard and see Henry Cavill's face replaced with Sam Rockwell's face and back and forth trying to tell us that Sam Rockwell is the spy that she has written about who is played by Henry Cavill in like the intro or whatever. And this happens throughout the movie where we see Henry Cavill.
The animation of those eyelids closing and opening again is the most disorienting.
This is why I'm losing my hair, Nate, because as I was watching this movie, I was just rubbing my head, just could not believe it. We saw Henry Cavill in a mirror talking to Bryce Dallas Howard. We saw her like in
because
saw him in Walls.
She is Henry Cavill. That's what the spoiler is, that she is Argyle. She is a secret agent who has had her mind wiped Zoolander style by her fake dad, Bryan Cranston, and the mom from Home Alone.
From Home Alone, who is in this movie. Once that plot device was revealed, I was angry. I was like,
"But Steven,
you
I know you
do this to me.
I know you." And what I do know is that if any movie could pull you back in, it would be with the appearance of Samuel L. Jackson later on.
Which, listen, I was down for Samuel L. Jackson, who was also in this movie, who, I mean, you can't not like Samuel L. Jackson. At the end, when he's basically just staring at a loading bar as they're trying to upload some file from some secret base, and he's just like saying, yes, no, and hitting his table, I'm like, Samuel L. Jackson must have agreed to $1 billion to not have any lines.
He
didn't say anything.
He was never on site. He was never outside of a set that was basically his own office.
That was a room in his house.
The CG of that Italian vineyard or wherever they were supposed to be.
France. They're in France.
France.
No. I think what was mad is I wanted to see Henry Cavill and Bryce Dallas Howard in this movie. Like, that's what it seemed
they
like.
They were
all
never
the
together.
Were setting up. Never in the same, like, unless she was having some weird apparition.
He doesn't exist. So, well, except for the very end. Post-credit scene.
I didn't see the post-credit scene. I didn't stay around that long. I didn't see it.
In the post-credit scene, there's a man that stands up at one of her new book readings.
Oh, no, I did see that.
And it
made me even
Henry Cavill,
mad.
Like podunk Henry Cavill.
It made me even more mad. There was one moment where I realized this movie was actually bad, where it solidified that I could have this opinion and I wasn't wrong. It's when Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell are in this like hacker's apartment trying to find the next MacGuffin for their journey.
Yep.
And Sam Rockwell has some inexplicable line. I'll probably pull it just for the sake of this episode. And he says something about like, why don't I just dance or whatever? Like, that's literally the line. And he dances and discovers a loose board in the floor, which then reveals the next MacGuffin. And I said, you literally had no, like, you just shoved that in there.
No plan to get you to the next scene, huh?
Like, was there no script? Was it? I don't even know. Like, when that happened, I said, okay, yeah, this is not. I almost didn't finish it. I watched this over two different sessions, and I almost didn't finish it.
I think that the realization that she was a secret agent was cool because it explained why her books, which were basically just brainwashed history that she no longer remembered, were somehow actually the real spy organization stuff. I like that as a thing. When Bryce Dallas Howard has to act like not Ellie Conway, I think she pulls off the author thing and pulls off the scared thing quite well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what
sure.
are we doing? What's going on?
She practiced at Jurassic World. She got the scared thing down.
I feel like when she puts on her stern, I'm actually a secret agent face, I did not buy it. I do not buy Bryce Dallas Howard. I think there is a type of athleticism that you need to move with once you are a secret agent. And I felt like even in her quick moments of like punching Sam Rockwell or doing something, I know they sped it up to make it look like she's really good. Yeah. There was something about that I was like,
And I just, yeah, I didn't believe those moments. And then especially the ice skating on the oil, you know, that just kind of exacerbates.
I didn't mind. You know who knew what movie they were in? Bryan Cranston.
He knew exactly what movie he was in. He knew the movie he was in.
He knew the job assignment, which was be ridiculous, be the Austin Powers villain.
Which we this had that movie, one moment where he offed somebody with a shotgun totally out of the blue.
Damn. And,
like, that felt like maybe more of the movie should have been like that kind of level of ridiculous. But anyway.
This movie is halfway between Zoolander, which I said earlier, and The Gray Man on Netflix, which was also meant to be funny at times, but had really good action and like really like visceral action scenes.
Yes.
And it sits in this weird in between this is a parody and a comedy of an action movie.
Sits right in between the Whirly Bird. Sits right there. Nate is pivoting. That's not a dance move, is it? You've danced before.
Oh, sorry. That's a whirly.
Is that the Whirly Bird?
Is that what a whirly bird is?
When Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell did the Whirly Bird together in that hallway and there's like colored smoke everywhere, I was scrolling on TikTok.
Now, okay, so that is an example of a scene that goes full like Matthew Vaughn, Kingsman, out of the blue ridiculousness.
Sure.
And I think because it was in different lanes throughout its whole runtime, by the time it got there, I actually had the thought of, well, this could have been the movie. Like, if you're going to be ridiculous here, like, let's be ridiculous back there.
Yeah.
The CG of is this COVID? Steven, is this COVID? one of those ones that's been in production for like 5 years and eventually they're like, just like, the visual effects department was like, you got to get this done in 3 weeks kind of thing, because there is something. Yeah. And I've seen the Kingsman movies and they have a lot of CG in them, but it's stylized in a way that's kind of meant to be interesting and colorful. This felt sloppy in a way that I didn't particularly enjoy.
I would like to read some numbers for you. The movie, this is from the Hollywood Reporter. The movie cost between $200 to $250 million
to make.
I also see a Variety article here that says the same thing. The Apple spent $200 million, which Tim Cook has in his seat cushions. Let's be honest, $200 million on this movie. Guess what?
Did that go to Henry Cavill? Did Dua Lipa need a lot of money?
This movie made
$20 million.
$18 million domestically. That was a good guess. Worldwide was like $17 million, so $35 million on opening weekend. I'm just saying.
I am boggled by the cost of this movie. Maybe it went to Samuel L. Jackson. Good for the actors if they got a good chunk of this.
Great for them.
Maybe it went towards the marketing, because I thought the marketing was really good, because we both expected.
That's why I was excited. The marketing. It was on Apple TV Plus, like the home screen for like the
whatever
last
happened
six
to that
months.
Cat?
Whatever happened to the cat? Well, they left the cat, and then they Bryan Cranston had the cat.
Uh-huh.
It was on the boat. Maybe it's still on the boat. Is it still
the one
ship?
That blew up?
Oh, uh-huh.
Did the cat blow up? No, she rescued the cat. They got in the speedboat. Was it a helicopter?
No, the cat, because the cat like jumped at that one bad guy.
So the cat wasn't bad, right? Oh yeah, the cat attacked Bryan Cranston.
The cat attacked Bryan Cranston.
Vicious cat attack.
Another moment where it's like Kingsman.
That cat almost killed that dude. He was just a regular old cat. He couldn't get it off his face. I think the cat went for his eyes.
Listen.
It was like a puma.
Yeah, go for the eyes, I guess. But anyway, I don't know if the cat survived or not. I don't really care. Ariana DeBose is still alive at the end of this movie. Spoiler.
Which so underutilized.
Yes.
Why couldn't I have more DeBose?
This is what I'm saying. That I want to see a movie with the whole cast from the opening scene. I want to see Henry Cavill and John Cena. I think they would make a funny pair. If they did like a little parody type spy thing, I think they would make funny pair. Yeah, sure. Dua Lipa.
All right,
let's fix this movie.
You're going to fix it with more Henry Cavill, right?
I would fix it with more Henry Cavill, and also the guy from Kingsman. What's the guy's name? The head of the thing. He plays
from the Christopher Nolan as Alfred.
Not Michael Caine.
Oh
no.
Michael Caine.
Wait, I just searched for Kingsman, and this is not the cast of the spy movie. That was not... Okay, Kingsman, not Colin Firth. It's the guy with the...
meandered in a kind of way that did make me feel like it was being created underneath me. Like, we didn't even talk about there was, like, the Secret Keeper, which I thought was going to be kind of a cool thing. And then it was just an excuse for them to get dressed up in their James Bond attire.
Yeah.
And do that. Oh, the whirly bird dance. Now I understand.
I think Mark Strong as a bad guy, like Bryan Cranston was great, but I think opposite Henry Cavill and John Cena, having Mark Strong as a bad guy, who was also the bad guy in the DC, Shazam. He was a bad guy over there. I think having him, but I'm not, I'm thinking about somebody different. I don't know why I can't find this actor. He's a British actor. He's been in like,
All right, I'm going to go with this. Here's my change while you do that.
Yeah, please.
Bryce Dallas Howard never was a secret agent. Never was an agent. She was an analyst. She did work for the organization. She was not particularly...
Ralph Fiennes.
Jackpot.
Sorry.
We did it.
That was it. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
So my twist is that she was never an agent. She was an analyst. She's really good at crunching data and doing techie sort of stuff. Mm. And she's really good at knowing like the bad organization or her own organization, I guess, which is really
down
bad.
For that. Down.
And that's why she's a good writer. So I would make her not be an agent at all. I would take away any romance between her and Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
No romance whatsoever. I would make Argyle, I would make him the bad agent. So she writes him as he's good because she had a crush on him when she was an analyst in the organization. What is this organization called? I keep wanting to say Spectre. It's not Spectre. It's like
the directorate, right? Or like the
directive. The directorate.
Something like that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then so he's a bad guy and like an agent gone rogue or whatever, gone bad. And so she has to deal with the fact that the hero in her stories was actually bad the whole time. And she has to come to grips with that. And Sam Rockwell is her friend, her buddy. And he is a secret agent as well along the way. And knowing like through her knowledge, she takes down Henry Cavill. And at the end, she writes her book. And this time she writes it where Argyle, the agent, gets flipped. And like the dorky sidekick played by Sam Rockwell is the hero the whole time. And then also the analyst is the hero. She writes herself as the hero. So it's like this coming of into... confidence in yourself and not looking up to the guy who looks like James Bond as the hero, but realizing that he was just putting on a good facade because he was a big, handsome guy.
Listen, I'll be down for that. I'll be down for that.
No cat.
I think Henry Cavill, the cat should also be a bad cat, like Inspector Gadget with the claw should be.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
That's a good one. Imagine that office that Bryan Cranston was in, you know, the wood panel with the fireplace. But with like Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell come in that room about to discover the head of this directorate and Henry Cavill does the slow turn in the big chair. I think he would do that. I think he could be menacing. I think that'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be better than this movie, I'll tell you that. Should we rate this movie?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm giving it, here's the thing. I would probably
You gave Way of Water a 1, the last one we did?
Did I? Maybe I should give it a zero. No, I didn't give it a zero. I don't think I give anything a zero. I might have given Wave Water a 1. That one maybe should have been 1.5 to maybe closer to 2. But
because you've seen this movie now.
Because now I've seen this
movie. At least
movie,
this movie which, wasn't 3.5 hours long.
Fair. It did take me two viewings. But I'm going to give this movie 1 weird cat backpack with the dome or whatever. 1 cat backpack because... I don't want to see this again. It would need to be vastly changed for me to see a sequel of any kind. And it's a shame because these are all actors I love. If this were all no-name actors, I feel like I would have been more forgiving. But the fact that it's like these names that I was very excited to see in a movie together makes me even more upset. But
actually, I just fixed the movie.
What?
I just fixed it.
How'd you do it?
What'd
you
do? Ariana DeBose is the lead.
Yeah, that actually... that would have gone a long
Ta-da!
Way. I mean, again, Bryce Dallas Howard, it's one of my faves, but I feel like, sure, I guess.
They didn't, did they let Dua Lipa talk? Did she have a line?
She said, do you know the whirly bird? And then I think that was about it.
Okay.
And then I think she said, like, get him.
I am looking at IMDb right now. It has a banner on top that says Argyle in theaters now, which I cannot believe this is still in theaters, but
that would be
I don't know. And in the front of this giant lineup of 10 actors,
that's
Henry Cavill is in the front holding a cat.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying.
And I think if you're using Henry Cavill like that, I think that's foul play. I'm going to give this movie 1.5.
Thank you.
I think, I'm going to give it 2.
And no, here's stick to the 1.5. No, mate. I'm going to say 2. Proper
here's,
rating.
Here's why. Here's why. If you had the action heart of a child, if you like medieval times as an adult, and you go there sans kids and you have the dragon blood cocktail or whatever, I think there is a way to like this movie in the turn your brain off, the VFX are strange, and you just kind of soak in the vibe, maybe awesome. Without the clearest of heads on you, and you enjoy this movie. And I think there is a way to enjoy it. I did not particularly enjoy this movie. Would you see Argyle 2? You would. You would.
I would not pay any money. I would wait till you'd watch streaming it. And then... I mean,
apparently Matthew Vaughn was planning to, I don't know if he still is after the reception of this movie, but he was planning to have the Kingsman and the Argyle movies all connect in sort of a greater Vaughniverse.
I mean, I really do enjoy the Kingsman, but
isn't Samuel L. Jackson a bad guy in the Kingsman movies?
Is he in the Kingsman movie? I don't think he was in those.
I thought he was in one.
Is he in one? I don't even know.
I think so. Anyway, I give it a 2, but I understand why people would like this. I'm saying this because I have seen the forum that you're going to post this in, and there are people who like it, so I'm just trying to earn some brownie points here.
I'm not going to post it in that forum. I don't want to make him feel bad. I don't want to make him feel bad. I mean, if you enjoy the movie, you enjoy it. But, you know, I did not enjoy it. One cat backpack.
Cat backpacks. Release the Vaughn cut.
One has the little crystal of ball shattered. One has like the cat thing.
The CG even of the cat head inside of that circle.
Was there ever a cat? They never
put that cat in that backpack.
I was going to say, was there ever a cat on set? I don't even know.
I believe Matthew Vaughn's wife is the owner of the cat. I learned from the trivia section in IMDb. Why is the CG so bad in this movie?
It's so bad.
Maybe they didn't have a good enough footage.
Of what? Tony Stark built us in a cave with a box of scraps. The last time I said that was a bonus episode, so I feel like I could have said it. I could say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Let us know what you think. Instagram, you can comment on our post there. We're very sorry if you really enjoyed this movie. That's fine. You enjoy the things. You know what else you'll enjoy? This one I'm sure of is our bonus episode from today. Killer bonus episode. If you support the show, patreon.com/moviesontheside, directly on Apple Podcasts, get that bonus episode. You can support the show with $1 a month. That's fine. It doesn't matter. You get access to the whole back catalog. Listen to Mott's all day, all night. And as we always say,
the greater the spy, the bigger the lie.
How would you make this phrase better? The greater the spy, the bigger the lie. That was the saying, right?
To enhance the phrase, you could consider rephrasing it as, the more skilled the spy, the larger the deception.
Oh yeah, that really spills off the tongue. Hey, ask Rabbit this. Okay. Ask Rabbit if Argyle's a good movie.
Is the 2024 movie Argyle, starring Henry Cavill and Bryce Dallas Howard, a good movie? You gotta wait a few seconds.
I'm glad you told the Rabbit who stars in it.
I mean, I don't know how many Argyle movies there are. I don't know if Argyle heard me. Hold on, I'll just ask this. Is Argyle from 2024 movie a good movie? You should understand. It's a large language model. It's fine.
Art is Godfrey is not a word. It seems like there
ask
might
again.
Be a misunderstanding.
Hold on. Try.
This is good post.
Is Argyle,
music.
The Apple TV Plus original movie, a good movie?
Written by Jason Fuchs and directed by Matthew Vaughn.
I think it's thinking.
As Fargo is not a recognized Apple TV Plus
did
original.
Did she say As Fargo?
She said Oz Fargo, O-Z space F-A-R-G-O. I'm going to try a third time's a charm.
Could you just type it in?
Is the movie Argyle a good movie? I don't know why I'm yelling louder. It's not like it's going to understand it any better.
Argyle is an upcoming spy thriller film directed by Matthew Vaughn.
Already got it wrong.
Set to be released in 2023. As of now, there is limited information available about the movie's reception or quality, since it has not been released yet.
I could tell you, Rabbit, about a little bit of the reception.
Has it been released yet?
I guess the Rabbit is living in the past. It's back in 2022, something like that.
Ask ChatGPT.
You want to ask ChatGPT? All right, ChatGPT. Let me get my phone. Let me get my smartphone out because it's actually.
Oh no! You have to get out a device.
I was already holding a different device. Here we go. I'm going to ask ChatGPT
for it. The movie Argyle a good movie?
Is that ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear it.
Argyle hasn't been released yet, so it's hard to say. Oh yeah, ChatGPT is living in 2023. All right,
we're safe from the AI for a little longer.
It's directed by Matthew Vaughn and stars Henry Cavill, Bryce Dallas Howard, and Sam Rockwell, so it has potential! Exclamation point.
See, it had the same optimism I did before seeing the movie.
Anyway. This movie will have trust me, ChatGPT, this movie will have a lot of Henry Cavill, so it's going to be good. I've always wanted to see him as James Bond, so I'm excited to see him as a spy. Steven, real quick before we go.
Yeah.
I need to ask you something.
Okay.
Henry Cavill auditioned to be James Bond in Casino Royale. He was 22 years old. They said he was too young. I know you like Daniel Craig, but would you have rather an alternate history where Henry Cavill became James Bond for the Casino Royale and has been James Bond for the last 15 years?
And not Daniel Craig.
And not Daniel Craig.
Nate, I don't know why you didn't lead with this question. This is the question.
This is like our post credit scene. Like if you stayed past, cut out all the rabbit nonsense and just go right to this question.
I will. The problem with that question is to not have a Daniel Craig 007 anthology, I feel is a loss to the 007 franchise.
But it would be a Henry Cavill anthology. Same movies, but Henry Cavill.
But what you're basically asking is, would a Henry Cavill James Bond be better than a Daniel Craig James Bond?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm asking.
That is a very hard question. That is a very hard question.
I'm excited for you to put this out on the internet so someday when AI trolls and scrolls through all podcasts, will be exposed.
No. Of all freezing the terrible cold things, takes. Of all the terrible things that I'm fine being on the internet about the Argyle movie and everything there, I don't know if I want to say one way
you
or
have
other.
To say it.
I have to say it, but Nate, I mean, that's really difficult. That's like, would you rather only be able to drink water or only eat food the rest of
your
life?
How about this? Daniel Craig still gets to be the detective in Knives Out.
That's not the same. As much as I love Henry Cavill and everything he does, and I still would want to see him as 007, I don't think you can trade away a Daniel Craig 007. I don't think it's right. What do you think? What do you say?
I'd take that trade.
You would take that trade. You would trade. You would say, no. Well, but here's the problem though. You don't like Skyfall. And you're wrong about
that. This is not about the movies. This is about the actor.
It is absolutely about the movies because
I'm saying the movies stay about the same. They stay about the same. You still get Skyfall.
Daniel Craig in Skyfall in No Time. Did you see No Time to Die? We never reviewed that.
Sure.
It's great.
Sure.
You would take, which of your favorite is the Daniel Craig ones? Is it Casino Royale?
It's Casino Royale, for sure.
You would trade Daniel Craig at that poker table staring down Miles Matheson, and you would put Henry Cavill there, and you would be pleased with yourself?
That is the only one that I am struggling with. He was so great in that as an unpolished James Bond.
Correct.
Will you allow me, do me the honor of having Casino Royale be Daniel Craig, and then we kind of get to the Henry Cavill era afterwards, and it's a reset, and we take away Quantum of Solace.
Is Skyfall? Oh no, we have Quantum of Solace after. See, Quantum of Solace is a tough one because I don't think that's the best one. Skyfall, picture the interactions between James Bond and Javier Bardem's character. Like the one where Daniel Craig was like in the chair. He was like tied to the chair and Javier Bardem is being extremely menacing, talking to him in like a weird way, interrogating, like, you know, that scene with Henry Cavill, I don't know if that would be as effective. See, here's the thing. I think, you know, you made a sweeping statement there. I think you narrow scope any particular scene, especially one where it's Daniel Craig
in a suit,
being very quiet, saying very few words.
Could we do Henry Cavill in the suited scenes and any scene that involves Eva Green or any other woman as a Henry Cavill scene? And then any scene that involves Mads Mikkelsen or a bad guy.
All the villains.
Then we sub in Daniel Craig. They can both play Bond in the same movie. And we, I guess, have to go with a Mission Impossible level mask, which I'm not sure that the last Mission Impossible movie that I saw the first half of on a plane is not just someone wearing a Tom Cruise mask or Tom Cruise wearing a Tom Cruise mask.
Wait, you didn't finish it?
Nope. Ran out of flight. Ran out of airtime.
You got to finish it. So what you're saying is, when it comes to those...
Rebecca Ferguson, who? I couldn't have been more ready to move into the Peggy Carter time. I thought that I was a big Rebecca Ferguson fan, but as soon as they introduced, what's her name in real life?
Oh, you're talking about Agent Carter.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about Agent Carter. Is it Haley Atwell?
Yes. As soon as Haley Atwell came on screen, Rebecca Ferguson was nothing to me anymore.
Am I keeping that in the show? Just to be clear. This is post-credits. I thought
we already cut this out.
This is post-credits.
Okay, then yes. No, I stand by it. Haley Atwell.
Sure.
Greater than.
Yeah. Rebecca Ferguson. I get it.
All.
But you're saying Henry Cavill for the romance scenes.
Henry Cavill for the ones where anytime that someone has to say shaken, not stirred, I want that to be Henry Cavill. I want him.
Okay.
I want him at the very end holding the big gun while in the suit at the end of Casino Royale. I want him to be at every party. I'm fine with him sitting at the table. I don't want to see him parkour. I don't want to see Henry Cavill parkour. I don't want to see him.
Because there's
tortured.
The chase scene at the beginning of Casino Royale where Daniel Craig's flying across those cranes. But Skyfall in the house, defending the house against the literal helicopter.
I'm fine with Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill will kill that. Yeah. He will kill that. I will take your compromise. We need a half and half.
Dual credits.
Dual credit 007. That's how I would leave this.
Perfect. And that's all.